I'm John Handcuff. I live here in Bloomington. Lived here a little over 20 years now. I actually did stand up in the 90s from late 92 until late 96. And then in 96, I just decided not to do it anymore. And I took 13 years off. So I didn't even think about getting on stage for the next 13 years. And I just had a life at that point. I got married, had a kid, went through a divorce, got a real job, had a career, all of these things. And all of a sudden, 2008, the Comedy Act opens and kind of plants the seed in my head. It was two blocks from where I lived at that time. So the first couple times I was able to do the old stuff and get away with it, I got on stage and it just felt great. The first night, the set went really well. And I was just so wired. I couldn't sleep. It was crazy.
So I live in Bloomington. Like I said, I live in Bloomington. And every week in Bloomington, we get this thing in the mail. It's this bundle of coupons and ads. You guys know what I'm talking about? But there's always one part of one page that's dedicated to the missing children. It's got like an actual photo of the kid. And then next to it, they put the age progress drawing. So I saw one a couple weeks ago where in the photo, the kid just looked like a normal six-year-old. But in the age progress drawing, the artist had given him a gold necklace. Apparently they just have free reign to accessorize.
The biggest thing I noticed, I started listening to comedy again, like buying new albums probably a year or two before I did it. The first thing I bought was a David Cross album, and I was shocked at how conversational it was. Back in the 80s, it was all about everything being real tight and having a good rhythm and no verbal pauses, anything like that. And then I started going to the attic, and guys were taking notebooks on stage and stuff like that, and that just blew me away. It's like you have a five-minute set and you can't memorize it. But then I realized that that's just how things were. Comedy had become more of a relating to people in a conversational sort of way as opposed to just laying out jokes about whatever. I think because comics are talking about more personal things, they can talk about it in a more conversational way and people identify with it more.
My wife is beautiful. I love my wife. But I'm pretty sure if you were to lock the two of us together in a closet for 7 minutes, we'd spend the first 6 minutes napping. Let me just, see how we felt.
The other thing used to be open with your strongest, close with your second strongest. I just, whatever I'm most excited about, that's what I try and open with and close with. So, yeah, because if I'm having fun with it, then typically the audience will be on board. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that we tell the new guys is you have to enjoy it, have fun with what you're doing and try new stuff all the time.
Ryan Handcuff, everyone! Yeah.